Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com. Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
This is Central Time. As many baby boomers find themselves having to maintain a full-time job while also caring for elderly parents, a lot of them are feeling the pinch. But what if there was a way to strike a balance between both responsibilities? Our next guest has one idea that might help, reducing the work week to 4 days. Richard Eisenberg is senior editor at nextavenue.org, a PBS resource for people over 50. He wrote an op-ed a little while back making the case for a 4-day work week. Richard, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much, Rob.
So can you describe what an ideal work week might look like to you?
Well, what I would love to see would be the ability for people who want to work 4 days a week rather than 5 days a week to be able to do so, still get their work done, but have that extra day so that they could do things that they need to do or want to do, things like taking their parents to the doctor or playing with their grandchildren or volunteering or just running errands, going to the cleaners, maybe traveling, maybe learning new skills. I just think that we could all use one extra day a week for ourselves.
Yeah, we mentioned this as baby boomers with elderly parents, but there are times where I'm, you know, nervous to try to make a doctor's appointment or dentist's appointment out in the future, you know, not having that day of the week. So it's something that would affect a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. There was a study that came out recently that said that 45% of white-collar workers leave work sometimes to go to doctor's and dentist appointments. 52% leave to do things like buy gifts and greeting cards and flowers. And, you know, it makes sense. These are, you know, things people have to get done, and often they can't get done on the weekends. But you can imagine employers are not too crazy when their workers are leaving the office to go doing things. If they had the day off, there wouldn't be any kind of a problem.
It seems like there's two basic ways to accomplish this: reducing work hours, so maybe we work 4 8-hour days, or cramming those 40 hours into fewer days over the course of the week. Which are you leaning toward there?
Well, I'm not crazy about the system that some human resources people like to talk about, which is the compressed work week. And by that they mean basically working 10 hours a day for 4 days a week, so that you put in your 40-hour work week, you just do it in 4 days. And the reason I'm not crazy about that is that by the time you finish those 4 days, 10 hours a day, you're pooped, and so you don't have much energy to do anything on that fifth day, and I don't think that really solves the problem. What I'd much rather see is the ability for people to work 4 days a week at either 8 hours or maybe 9 hours a day, or maybe they work 5 days a week for 1 week and then 4 days the next, just so that nobody is feeling so exhausted by the time that fifth day comes around.
Yeah, I worked a 4-day, 10-hour-a-day schedule for about half a year. I was younger then. It was still pretty tiring, and I know my brother worked in a major printing plant in Wisconsin, and it had 3 days, 4 days, but it was 12-hour days. Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, it's really punishing, and I don't think that it makes the workers productive, because you get to a point where you're just not as good after the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th hour at work as you were the first few hours, and then that last day you just need to sleep.
Definitely. Well, would we be paid, if we ended up doing this in a way that cut our hours, a lot of people might be suspicious of that, because we'd presumably be paid less.
Well, you know, every employer that allows employees to do it, and I should say very few of them do, the numbers that I've seen show that only 7% of employers allow all of their workers, or most of them, to have a 4-day work week, and about a third of employers allow some of their workers to do it. But when it is allowed, it's all done sort of on a case-by-case basis, and it's worked out between the employer and the employee. And so in many cases, just as you say, it does mean a pay cut. In other cases, it doesn't. If you're still going to get the work done, some employers will say, you know, I don't really care, as long as the work is getting done. If you can do it in the 4 days instead of five, that's fine. What sometimes people find is that they take a pay cut, but they're able to keep all of their benefits. In some cases, they have to prorate their benefits also.
It sounds like there's an ad hoc approach out there for a lot of companies, where company A will talk to employee B and maybe work something out. Are you hoping for something more systemic for big employers?
Well, you know, I don't think there should be a law. I don't think any company should be required to do this. I just wish more employers and more managers would be more open-minded to the idea. Unfortunately, a lot of employers and managers say, no, we've never done that before, so we're never going to start doing it. Or how do I know we're going to get our jobs done here? And I wish they would be a little bit more open-minded, because I think that they would probably get better employees. When I talk to some employers who do have four-day work weeks, they say that they find that it's a very great tool for them to attract employees and keep employees, because people like to work there and they like to stay there.
So whatever form it might take, having that option, not even a policy, but the option of flexibility might result in better work from employees.
I think so. And so my advice for people who are thinking about doing this is to have a sit down with your boss and make the case for why you would like to do it, but more importantly, why it's going to be good for the employer, or at least why it's not going to be bad for the employer. Because the first thing your boss or your company is going to ask is, well, how can I be sure that the work is still going to get done? And what you need to do is make the business case for why they shouldn't worry about that.
Do you think that employers should be taking the lead on this? Not necessarily, if they're out there listening, not wait for the employees to take the lead.
I think that would be great. I would love to see that happen. I would love to see employers say to their employees, let's start this on a pilot basis. Let's try it out for 3 months and see how it works, or 1 month. Or I'm going to let anybody who's interested in this come and talk to me about it, and let's see if we can do it for people who want to. You know, there are some people who say, I don't want to do this. I've talked to some employers that offer this, and some of them, there are certain employees who just don't want it. They want to work 5 days a week. That's the way they like to work, and that's fine. So I don't think it should be mandatory for the employer. I don't think it should be mandatory for the employee. I just wish more businesses and employers, nonprofits, would allow this, and more employees would take advantage of it.
We're talking with Richard Eisenberg. He's senior editor at nextavenue.org. That's a PBS resource, by the way, for people over age 50. A lot of information there. He wrote a piece a while back about the idea of a four-day work week and a few different ways to approach that. Want to hear from you after the news. You can call in now. What do you think about this idea? Do you wish you had a four-day work week every week or every other week? What would you do with that extra day to get things done? Or if you're an employer, have you thought about this? Have you tried it? Have you rejected the idea? The number to call is 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us, talk@WPR.org. We'll pick up this conversation and take your calls after the news. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's our Teach Me What You Know segment. This week, we get a lesson in ice fishing. Meanwhile, we're talking with Richard Eisenberg. He's editor at nextavenue.org. He makes the case for a four-day work week, giving us an extra day to get stuff done, take care of older parents, for example, errands, make our own doctor's appointments. We hope you'll join the conversation with your thoughts. Do you want to have a four-day work week? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or if you're an employer, what do you think of the idea? Would you give it a shot if an employee asked you? 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll go to the phones now. We have Dave in Lake Geneva with us. Dave, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question or comment?
My comment is most of the employers I've met through my life would be more apt to say, if you can get your work done in 4 days instead of five, then I'm not giving you enough work.
Ah, gotcha.
So, you know, and this ends up on the salary side of things. I've been salaried for over 15 years, and the premise is, we expect you to work more hours. That's why we give you salary.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dave. So, yeah, that's a question I could see employers asking. Why are we If we could get 4 days and get it all done, why would we pay you for 5 days? Something like that, Richard.
Well, I'm sure there are employers who would say that. And I think, you know, the answer would be it isn't the number of hours. It's the work that's going to get done and the work that you expect me to get done. And let me prove to you that I can get my work done in 4 days the way I can get it done in five right now. And maybe it means working a few extra hours, or maybe it just means me being a little bit more efficient. I do think that we're going to see a change in management over the next, say, 10 or 20 years as more millennials become the bosses, because that's the generation, if I can generalize a little bit, that tends to value their hours out of work, I think, a little bit more than baby boomers and people who are older than baby boomers have. And I think they're going to take a little different tack, a little different point of view about the idea of you're not working hard enough.
And it seems like we've got this big glacier here of the stuck-in-the-middle generation, the people who are going to be working another 10, 20 years, maybe at a time when they thought they'd be retiring, and maybe with greater medical needs themselves, their parents living longer, and we're just not quite solving it. We're all making it up as we go. Do you see this as just part of that bigger issue?
I do, and that's why I feel like there's a lot of pressure on this generation, people in their 50s and 60s, because they're feeling pressured to get their work done, because their parents need some help, their kids may need some help. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's just spending time with them, doing things they need to get done, and I feel like something's got to give, and I feel like if we were to allow more people to have that extra day to take care of these other things, they'd be a lot happier.
Did you look at other countries in writing up this piece and see how they are approaching these issues?
Well, I can tell you this. We have a 40-hour work week on average. In some countries, the average work week is much less. In the Netherlands, they have a 29-hour work week. In Norway and Denmark, they have a 33-hour work week. And somehow they manage to get the job done. We buy products from those countries. Nobody's complaining about the products being inferior. So I feel like it must be possible if other countries are able to do it. The other thing I guess I'd mention is, this is now our second week in a row where we've had 4-day work weeks because of the holiday, and somehow the world didn't come to an end.
But I don't know. It's hard to break that pattern. The 40-hour work week has been the norm, the 9-to-5 job for so long. Is our culture ready to change in that way?
I don't think it'll happen overnight. I don't know if it ever will, but I do think it is beginning to happen a little bit more. The numbers seem to be a little higher than they were a few years back. I feel like there's more of a chance that more employers and more employees will give it a shot.
We'll go back to our callers now. We've got Ted on the line, and he's in Milwaukee. Ted, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going? I have worked a 4-day work week with a previous employer, and the way we did it was we worked 4 10-hour days. And there was a lot of pluses to it. One of them is that if there's a need for overtime, people are more willing to put in that fifth day rather than a sixth day, so they can still get at least 2 days off. And like the previous caller, I did work a salary job, and I gave it up because I was working 6 days a week on salary. So when you're working salary, like he said, they're just going to work the heck out of you as long as they can. And if you whatever you've got done, they're going to put one more thing on your plate to do. So I know employers can do it, and I think we're making a mistake in terms of thinking about for 8-hour days what we may want to consider is working for 10-hour days.
Thanks for the call, Ted, and sharing your story. Richard, I know you're not super wild about the 4 10-hour day, at least as a norm for most people.
Well, that's right. I mean, aside from the fact that it's just hard to keep working that many hours, I don't think that's really fair for people with families, for one thing, because it means you have next to no time to be able to spend with your children. You won't be there for breakfast. You won't be there for dinner. You get home late at night. So I know that that's one way to do it. I just don't think it's a great way to do it.
When you rewrote this piece back a couple months, did you get a lot of response from people saying, yeah, you're right, thank you for writing this? Or was there kind of a shrug like, yeah, that'd be nice, maybe someday?
No, I actually got mostly the former. I got a lot of people writing in saying, I so agree with you, and I wish more companies would do this, or I'm doing it now and I love it. So most of the people that I heard from were people who were also agreeing with me. They were in favor of this idea. They just wish that it would be easier for them to find it. And one piece of good news, though, is that it's getting a little easier to find employers that will allow you to do this, because if you're looking for a job and you go to websites that have job postings, you can now look for job openings where they say flexible schedules or alternative schedules. You couldn't have done that 10 years ago. And if you go to websites like flexjobs.com and hourly.com, there are now, you know, websites and companies that specifically say we will allow you to do it, or we're looking for people who want to do this.
And why do you think more, you've touched on this a little, why do you think more employers haven't been jumping on this yet? Or do you think it's going to start snowballing as job searchers are shopping around for flexible hours online?
Well, I think the reason we haven't seen more of them doing it is, there are two things. One is, as your callers have said, a lot of managers want to see their employees in the office every day. I think it's the same reason why companies like Yahoo are saying to their employees, you can't work remotely, even though some of those people could get their jobs done just as well, if not better, remotely. So I think that's one thing. They just want the face time with the employees. The other is, it's harder for the managers to manage people with flexible schedules, and it's much easier for them to say, I know that everybody I have is going to, you know, clock in at a certain time on Monday and clock out at the end of the day on Friday, and that makes their life easier. You know, I don't think we're going to see this snowball, but I do think we're going to see this happening more and more as more people go into the workforce who say, I want to work the way I want to work, and I think their employers, in order to keep them, are going to have to be a little bit more understanding and come up with some ideas that'll keep them.
Wayne in Eau Claire joins us now. Wayne, hi.
Hi. I'm an employer, a small construction company, and about 12 years ago, we started a job that was almost 18 months, and we had to drive 60 miles. So those were long days, and we worked 4-10s through that period, and the guys got subsistence pay for that as well, so they did get some compensation. I like it because there's only 4 days. We have to drag all the equipment out and the cords and tools and put it back. They like it. They get 10-hour holidays paid, so whenever we have a Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, they end up with just a 3-day work week. So they've really worked. It's worked really well. I work on the job most of the time with them. I'm almost 60. I'm starting to feel 10 hours is a lot for me, but the other guys are loving it. So it's worked out really well for us.
Wayne, thanks a lot for sharing your story. And Richard, you say millennials may change this picture. How soon do you think that's going to happen, where that millennial cohort enters into the decision-making process and maybe reshapes what we think of as the work week?
Well, we're already seeing a good number of millennials becoming bosses, sometimes bosses for younger, older employees, and so there's some tension sometimes in the workplace. But I think that's just going to continue to happen just because of the demographics. So I would say, you know, if we talk again about this in 5 years or 10 years, I have a feeling that we're going to see more employers doing it because more millennials will be in charge, and they'll say, that's the way I want to run my place.
Richard, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Richard Eisenberg, senior editor at nextavenue.org. It's a PBS resource for people over age 50.